Hollywood celebrities make their closing pitch to America. Trump actually is the Antichrist, supporters covered in shame. By David Ng on November 2, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities are making a last-ditch effort to sway voters toward Joe Biden in the final day before the presidential election, claiming that President Donald Trump will kill us with COVID and that the president is literally the Antichrist. Some stars are exercising their influence or power by trying to whip up support for Biden in battleground states including Florida and North Carolina. Others are helping Democrats pave the way for a long, drawn-out legal battle by telling fans that it will take a while for all votes to be counted. Batman star Michael Keaton created another video urging Pennsylvania voters to turn out for Biden on Tuesday. "This is it. It has come down to us," Keaton said, adding, "We get the chance to be the hero, the buzzer beater, the walk-off." Bette Midler tweeted, "Trump is the Antichrist and anyone supporting him is covered in shame." Community star and comedian Ken Jeong, who is also a medical doctor, declared that President Trump will kill US with COVID. Beyoncé officially endorsed Joe Biden and pleaded with voters to help flip Texas blue. View this post on Instagram. Come through, Texas. Hashtag vote. A post shared by Beyoncé, at Beyoncé, on November 2, 2020 at 9:55 a.m. PST. Taylor Swift urged people to cast their ballots in a brief video message that concluded with a Biden-Harris poster. Elizabeth Banks is attempting to rally suburban women against President Trump. The singer Common said he is knocking on doors in the Tampa, Florida area to encourage voter participation. Comedian Mike Birbiglia urged North Carolina voters to create a blue wave. Pop star Ariana Grande pushed for Floridians to vote for Joe Biden. Barbara Streisand pleaded with voters to choose truth, decency, and common sense. She also claimed that the president surrounds himself with criminal cronies. "He has no compassion, no class," the singer-actress tweeted. Guardians of the Galaxy star Dave Bautista and actress Lori Petty are urging people to vote blue to end the nightmare that is the Trump administration, using the hashtag #VoteBlue to end the nightmare. Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr. helped push the Democrats' message that the election will drag on for a while as all our votes are counted. The Hangover star Ed Helms urged people to vote and urged them to visit eWillVote.com, a site run by the Democratic National Committee. And Trump Frozen star Josh Gad posted a video in which he urged people to consider climate change and social inequality when voting. Actor Kirk Acevedo called President Trump the biggest bitch in modern history. Veep stars Anna Chlumsky, Tony Hale, and Sam Richardson are hosting a virtual reunion to drum up support for the Biden-Harris ticket. Judging Amy star Amy Brenneman, who has endorsed Biden, urged people to get out there and make your voices heard. Ashley Judd said that she will bring masks, hand sanitizer, homemade cookies, positivity, and love to the polls. The rock band known as Greta Van Fleet posted a photo of their bare bottoms with a caption, "Don't be an ass, vote." View this post on Instagram. Don't be an ass, vote. A post shared by Greta Van Fleet, at Greta Van Fleet, on November 2, 2020 at 8:15 a.m. PST. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.